Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is your host, the Knight Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, we won't have Dick Duck Dynasty Hunter Cheney to kick around much longer. Well, let's get right to it. We won't have Dick Cheney to kick around much longer. Dick Duck Dynasty Hunter Cheney opened up his pie hole yesterday, the day before yesterday, June the 17th, and spouted off about President Obama's mishandling of the recent Sunni insurgents' stunning comeback in Iraq. This is coming from the guy who is the architect of the enhanced interrogation program, waterboarding, which yields absolutely nothing for this country except to place a permanent stain on our reputation in the world as a signatory to the Geneva Convention, which just so happens to outlaw torture, such as waterboarding, or the fact that he made six personal trips to the CIA headquarters in 2004, 2005, 2006, in Langley, Virginia, and personally browbeat their intelligence team to cook up something to show Saddam Hussein did in fact possess weapons of mass destruction, which unfortunately turned out not to be the case. Or that the U.S. would be greeted as liberators by the Iraqi people as a result of our invasion of that country in March of 2003, which also turned out not to be the case. Or that the whole thing would be over in a matter of months, which turned out not to be the case. Or that the divisions between Sunni and Shiites were something that could be papered over, something that had gone back to the year 624, the original schism, after the death of Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, which turned out not to be the case. The only thing that came of the ill-advised, colossally misguided decision by Cheney and his ilk to invade Iraq in the first place was to reignite and reconstitute in whole the centuries-old schism between the Sunnis and Shiites, a schism that dates back to 624 AD upon the passing of the Prophet Muhammad. Come clean, Dick. It was all about the fucking oil. After all, you weren't given the CEO title at Halliburton for nothing. With your decades in national politics, you were close to all of the levers of power to make things happen for the right people, the energy people. Remember, Dick, you had that secret energy meeting at the White House in 2001, which, if I'm correct, the records still remain sealed. So basically, Iraq, being the fourth largest producer of oil in the world, Saddam Hussein was merely a ploy, a backdoor avenue to acquire another huge reservoir of a valuable commodity, oil, under the guise of eliminating a dictator who supposedly possessed massive quantities of weapons of mass destruction and who also harbored and aided and abetted the same terrorists who brought down the World Trade Center on September the 11th, 2001, both of which turned out not to be true. Go figure. So Dick Cheney proceeded to run the world according to Dick. And look what happened. It blew up in your face, Dick. And speaking of oil, Dick, what are the current day Iraqi Sunni insurgents on the verge of doing today? June the 19th, 2014. They're already in possession of three-quarters or 75% of the territory surrounding the largest Iraqi oil refinery in Beijing, a mere 100 miles northwest of Baghdad. It supplies 25% or one quarter of the entire daily oil output of the country of Iraq. You can guess what will happen if it falls into their hands completely. Yes, Dick, those who live by the oil die by the oil. Yes, Dick, those who live by the dick die by the dick. Memo to Dick, shut the fuck up. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, you got it, the Knight Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we ride, you decide.